Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Building a Second Brain by Tiago Forte, a leading expert in productivity and personal knowledge management. This book presents a compelling solution to tackle the relentless influx of information that bombards us daily. Through the strategic use of four organizational principles, Forte guides readers on how to efficiently harness digital tools to craft an external knowledge management system functioning as effectively as a second brain. Tiago Forte, the founder of Forte Labs, brings his extensive consulting experience with top-tier companies like Toyota and Nestle, as well as his role as an educator to over 25,000 online learners, to the forefront in this insightful work. Building a second brain is essential for knowledge workers, students, or anyone eager to enhance their cognitive productivity, unleash creativity, and achieve serenity in the digital age. Tune in to explore how you can build your very own second brain and dramatically improve your ability to process, store, and access the vast amounts of information needed in your personal and professional life. Building a second brain, a proven method to organize your digital life and unlock your creative potential. Introduction: Unlock the power of your digital twin. How to never forget anything important again. Imagine this: you're sipping your morning coffee, commuting to work, when a flash of genius strikes. But by the time you reach your desk, the idea has slipped through the cracks of your busy mind. Or perhaps you're in a crucial meeting and you know you've read something pertinent recently, but you just can't dredge up the details. This scenario might sound all too familiar. In our modern world, we're bombarded with around 34 gigabytes of information daily, as reported by the New York Times. That's an overwhelming amount of data for any individual to process and retain. The good news is, technology has evolved to become an extension of our minds. A digital brain, if you will. This summary will guide you through crafting such a powerful tool. By creating a second brain in the digital realm, you offload the heavy lifting of memory and recall, allowing your biological brain to focus on what it does best: thinking creatively and solving complex problems. Ready to revolutionize the way you handle information? Let's dive in. Part 1: Begin your journey to a second brain by mastering the art of capturing information. Meet John and Amelia, both dedicated knowledge workers. John has an efficient second brain. Amelia, unfortunately, does not. Amelia's days start with a torrent of scattered thoughts. As soon as she attempts to organize these thoughts, she's interrupted by endless emails. Her afternoons are spent in meetings where she struggles to find essential documents, losing track of discussions. By the evening, when she tries to focus on her passion projects, she's too drained and disorganized to make any meaningful progress. Contrast this with John's routine. His mornings also begin with a flood of ideas, but he swiftly captures these thoughts using his Notes app. Throughout the day, he continues to refine these ideas and keeps crucial meeting materials and agendas neatly organized, making his work hours productive and his evenings free for focused personal projects. John's secret isn't that he's more intelligent or more skilled than Amelia. He simply operates with a highly effective second brain. So how can you develop a second brain as robust as John's? It starts with learning the CODE system: capture, organize, distill, express. Let's delve into the first step: capture. The world throws countless pieces of information at us daily, from articles to insights and everything in between. To make the most of this information, it's crucial to capture it adeptly. This could mean snapping a screenshot, bookmarking a page, or making a quick voice note. Simple, right? However, if you're capturing information regularly and still feel overwhelmed, you might be encountering two key issues. Firstly, you might be capturing the wrong things. It's tempting to save information just because it seems important, even if it doesn't resonate with you. This often leads to a clutter of meaningless data. Focus on capturing information that truly sparks interest or inspiration. Think of these as knowledge assets. Secondly, your captured knowledge might be scattered. Without a central hub, it's like having multiple nerve endings without a central nervous system. To manage this, funnel all captured information into a unified digital notes app, ensuring all your insights are housed in one accessible location. You might still feel inundated with the volume of captured information. Take a cue from Nobel laureate Richard Feynman. Known for his innovative thinking, Feynman maintained a list of essential questions that guided his research. He tested each new piece of information against these questions, often finding groundbreaking solutions in unexpected places. You too can use this method to keep your captures focused and meaningful. Here's an extra credit assignment to kickstart your capturing prowess. Reflect on your past day. Identify two pieces of information, your key knowledge assets. These should feel important and immediately useful. Capture them. Remember, Tiago Forte, who conceptualized the code system, suggests capturing an average of just two potent assets per day. Armed with these strategies, you're well on your way to developing a robust digital brain that enhances your productivity and creativity. Part 2. Transform your digital chaos into a cathedral of creativity. You might be familiar with the cathedral effect. This concept suggests that your surroundings can dramatically influence your capacity for deep thought. Just as the grandeur of a cathedral may stir thoughts of life's grand purpose, the environment you create, whether physical or digital, shapes your cognitive output. Consider the digital realm where you store information. The knowledge assets you've collected are the foundational stones of your second digital brain. Without the right organizational framework, these stones can quickly become a heap of clutter, burying your potential beneath a pile of digital debris. Enter the organize phase. Envision constructing a magnificent digital cathedral, where each piece of information helps to build a structure conducive to innovation and productivity. If you merely capture information without organizing it, you inadvertently contribute to your own sense of overwhelm. It's crucial, then, to be meticulous and purposeful about how you organize these digital assets. While the temptation might be to categorize everything neatly into subject folders, like chapters in a book, consider a different approach. Organize like a kitchen, not a library. This method focuses on actionability and process. For instance, in a kitchen, utensils are stored based on their use and frequency of need, not by material or type. Similarly, the PARA method, standing for projects, areas, resources, and archives, provides a framework to efficiently handle your digital information. Projects are concrete tasks with clear deadlines you actively pursue, like overhauling a website or planning a vacation. Areas cover ongoing commitments without specific endpoints, such as managing personal finances or health. Resources are collections of information about interests and potential uses not yet fully explored, like articles on beekeeping or tutorials on watercolor painting. Archives are the digital storage for completed projects or outgrown interests, acting like a memory box or attic space. By assigning each piece of captured information to one of these categories, you prioritize what's actionable and sideline what's not immediately necessary. Resist the urge to organize each asset the moment it's captured. Instead, allow yourself a batch processing period. This lets you assess the information with fresh eyes, determining its place within the broader context of your digital environment. Are you ready for a practical task to enhance your organizing skills? Begin by decluttering your digital space. Archive everything that's not currently needed. This foundational cleanup removes obstacles to efficiency, preparing your digital terrain for the construction of your cathedral. Once your space is clear, identify and categorize your active projects. Allocate specific folders or digital spaces for these activities. With these steps, you're well on your way to crafting a digital environment where creativity flourishes, supported by a well-structured and purposeful order. Part 3. Distill your knowledge to its essence and enhance its utility. Imagine this. It's the dead of night, and a brilliant idea strikes you, something about alien cucumbers. You hastily jot it down on a scrap of paper and drift back to sleep. Come morning, however, the idea that seemed so groundbreaking now makes little sense. What went wrong? The truth is, no matter how compelling an idea may seem in the moment, time can blur its clarity and usefulness. This challenge becomes even more pronounced the better you are at capturing and organizing data. Suddenly, you're drowning in a sea of information that's hard to navigate. Here's where the wisdom of an old Chinese proverb comes into play. To acquire knowledge, add something every day. To acquire wisdom, subtract daily. This gets to the heart of the distill step in the code system, removing the superfluous and keeping only what's crucial. Consider this practical approach to distillation through a four-layer process. 1. Capture. Say you find an intriguing article, save it. 2. Highlight. Read through the article, using a highlighter on key passages that resonate. 3. Emphasize. Within the highlighted sections, bold the most striking ideas or phrases. 4. Summarize. Write a brief executive summary, distilling these ideas into a few concise sentences. The goal here is not to summarize every aspect of the original content, but to focus on the elements that are most relevant and engaging to your goals. Importantly, structure your summary to be the most visible part of your notes. This ensures that when you revisit a topic, the distilled wisdom is immediately accessible, allowing for quick re-engagement with the material. Distilling does require an upfront investment of time, but it pays enormous dividends. By condensing your knowledge, you save future time and energy. You won't need to sift through everything again to find the core insights. You choose how deep to dive, skim the summary, review key ideas, or re-engage with the full content depending on your needs. If you're looking for inspiration to begin distilling, consider the approach of renowned documentary filmmaker Ken Burns. Known for his detailed historical documentaries, Burns could spend endless hours sifting through footage, but instead, he selects only the most critical scenes, about 1 hour from every 50 captured. His work demonstrates the power of distillation in crafting a compelling story that captures the essence of vast topics. Why not give distillation a try? Set aside half an hour, find a calm spot with your favorite drink, and pick an article you've saved but haven't yet processed. Go through each distillation layer methodically. By the end, you'll have a succinct summary that captures the article's key insights, ready for quick consumption or future reference. Part 4. Turn your stored knowledge into real-world impact. So, you've assembled an impressive digital brain filled with organized, distilled knowledge. What comes next? It's time to apply that accumulated wisdom. Launch initiatives, fulfill personal ambitions, kickstart side projects, or solve persistent issues. This stage is all about using your insights to make tangible impacts, a process encapsulated in the final step of the code system, Express. As thrilling as that sounds, many find this expression phase daunting. How can you ensure that the information you've labored to store doesn't just remain in your notes, but actually gets used? Here's a strategy. Think in terms of intermediate packets. Intermediate packets are manageable, actionable segments of a larger project, much like how building blocks are to a Lego set. The more blocks you have, the larger and more complex your creation can be. Similarly, breaking big ideas into smaller, actionable packets makes the project less overwhelming and more feasible. This approach isn't new. Software engineers work in modules. TV producers often create show pilots before committing to full seasons. Working with intermediate packets not only makes tasks more manageable, but also allows for continuous feedback, minimizing wasted effort if directions change. Moreover, once you've created an intermediate packet, whether it's a draft, a blueprint, or a project outline, it can be reused and adapted for different needs. Over time, your second brain will likely accumulate a library of these packets, ready-made for you to pull from and adapt as necessary. To efficiently utilize these packets, good tagging and searchable entries in your digital brain are essential. If you're working on a new FAQ section for a website and you've consistently tagged relevant information with FAQ, you can easily pull up all pertinent entries. Keep the tags updated, and each search will yield all you need to assemble comprehensive and up-to-date content. At its core, the true value of knowledge comes from its application. The 18th century philosopher Giambattista Vico captured this beautifully with his notion of verum ipsum factum. Truth itself is constructed. According to Vico, we truly understand something only when we've applied it practically. Here's a straightforward yet effective task to consolidate your mastery. Initiate and complete a project using your accumulated knowledge. The project doesn't have to be flawless, it just needs to be completed. If you find yourself often stalling, adopt the strategy of starting projects that are 80% done, leveraging the groundwork you've already laid to ensure completion. By transforming theoretical knowledge into practical outputs, you not only gain a deeper understanding of the concepts, but also position yourself as an expert in your field. Ready to make a mark with what you've learned? Start small. Think in packets and watch your digital brain power transform into real-world success. Final summary. Imagine transforming your interaction with information by constructing a digital second brain, a system that enhances how you store, manage, and utilize data with remarkable ease. Applying the code system, capture, organize, distill, express, you'll develop habits that ensure critical information and innovative ideas never slip through the cracks again. This sophisticated yet intuitive approach allows you to not only preserve valuable insights, but also to leverage them in creating new solutions, solving problems, and advancing your projects. With this powerful tool at your disposal, the days of feeling overwhelmed by data overload are behind you. Embrace this transformative method and watch as you navigate information with newfound clarity and efficiency. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.